Yeah, you fucking punk. I'm finna take your motherfucking beat and go nationwide with a bitch. Don't never bite the motherfucking dick that beats.
Triple fucking six in your face. Got you shaking, duck my triple fucking six in your face. Got you shaking, duck my triple fucking six in your face. Got you shaking, duck my triple fucking six in your face. Got you shaking, duck my triple fucking six in your face. Got you shaking, duck my triple fucking six in your face. Got you shaking, duck my love from profit to profit. I'm giving my
ring. What's up to my gang? The bitches charging niggas all about their profits. What's up to my niggas slanging over dodging crooked coppers? Yes, it's crazy, lady. Y'all about it for the nigga.
Drink crystal like a nigga, you motherfucker, you motherfucker, motherfucker, drink it out.
You is a weak
Welcome, my peoples. Welcome to another episode of The Blunt Truth. I am your host, Full Circle 420. And yes, I got a guest on my podcast. She's been here before, and hopefully we can do this every week. Maybe not. I don't know. But you know, it'd be cool to have a team. You know what I'm saying? Podcast by myself is alright, but I like the back and forth. My homegirl, Amahazi Tone Deaf.
All right. So you want to talk about this whole religion thing?
That's right. Oh yeah, by the way, people, the topic of this podcast is separated from religion. We're gonna go dive deep into it, and we're gonna talk about religion. If I get offended, oh well, that's not my problem, that's yours, that's a you problem, not me, not us. So, and also, we're going to show you the way that even if we separate from organized religion, we will still, you know, she'll get into it. So, Amahazi, now we were saying about organized religion. What was that you was going to say before we started?
What I was thinking about along the lines, when it comes down to organized religion, there's no really separation from organized religion and actually stepping off into spirituality. The only thing that actually separates it is conformity. And it's the conformity why the Bible was created, why it was suggested over thousands, billions of times, and why we have so many different variations of how the story is being told, and it's the same damn story. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, and I'm not just talking about Christianity, I'm talking about Islam, I'm talking about every religion, all religions, every last one of y'all got a book, so don't even try and lie like you don't.
Right.
Every last one of y'all got a book, and whatever you freaking ground yourself and you stand on that becomes your religion, then that is something that you are holding on to, and that is your organized group of doing something the same. That's exactly what religion is.
Pretty much.
So when you look at it from that perspective, all of this nonsense and separation that we have been utilizing to place ourselves in a better position and say that we are some way, shape, form, fashion above someone else, only to negate everything that you learn in your own practice religion. That is the part that I don't understand how it even becomes, but there is no difference. When I look at it, I may be spiritual. I'm not a part of the conscious community or anything like that, but I am spiritual. The way I see things has to do a lot with what already is, what it was here from the beginning. But, you know, a lot of people, when they look at what I believe, they find it just utter nonsense. When the fact of the matter is, it was more real to see than the book you put up to your nose.
Exactly. And also, when people put a book up to their nose, they only focusing on what's in that book. They're not thinking about the rabbit hole. They're not thinking about what's outside that book, because quite frankly, myself, when it comes to organized religion or doing things for organized religion, I pretty much dismiss all of them. Not to the fact that I'm not an atheist or anything like that. So people when they hear me talk about religion, talk about belief systems and stuff like that, they automatically think atheist. And actually, I'm so far from that label, it's unbelievable. I don't belong to any kind of religion whatsoever. Me personally, I believe in what you call true spirituality. You know, the stuff that was here from the get-go. No, you know what I'm saying? Before there was religion, before there was race, before there was territories, before there was I'm gonna put myself above you type thinking. There was true spirituality. Everybody moved at a unit, as a unit though, together. You know what I'm saying? Now one person's better than the other. It's basically like grains of sand on the beach. Nobody ever looks at grains of sand on the beach and say, well, that grain of sand is more shiny than that grain of sand. That grain of sand is bigger than that grain of sand. No. So if you actually look look at the whole, look at the bigger picture, that's all religion is, just another grain, just other grains of sand that were put together to make one beach. That's all it is. And if you, and if you also, and if you also think about organized religion, think about it. All the cultures have different ways of praying, different ways of doing the same shit. I mean, if you really think about it, though, I believe in Jesus, or I believe in Muhammad, or I believe in Moses, or I believe in Vishnu, Kali, I believe in Zeus, Hera, I believe in Jupiter, I believe in Mars, I believe in Kulungu, I believe in Orishas, I believe in the divine principles of Kemet, I believe this, I believe that, I believe this, I believe that, but at the same, but we have all those, all these beliefs speak in different ways. They are pretty much speaking different ways, different languages of the same shit. So, you know what I'm saying? That goes for their cooking, their cleaning, the way they raise their kids, everything else. And that also includes organized religion. Basically, organized religion is 1% truth, 99% bullshit.
Alright.
So, and I put it to like this. If you believe in your religion, you believe in all aspects of religion, then you have to take the so-called good with the so-called evil. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, like, I was raised in the church, though. You know, so I went to Baptist church, I went to a Pentecostal, and I went to a Kojic, I went to, Pentecostal. There you go. Thank you. I never could say that word. I never could say that word. But anyways, I went to synagogues. I even went to a Kingdom Hall. I even went to a mosque. So, you know what I'm saying? But I just couldn't find anything that fit me. Especially because I like to be like, I'm what you call a free thinker. You know what I'm saying? I like to look at all aspects of something before I think about joining. You know what I'm saying? So when I looked at Christianity, I looked at Islam, I looked at Judaism, I looked at Jehovah's Witness, I even looked at being a Hindu and Buddhist and all this other stuff. But you know all that spells? It's an acronym. BULLS, sugar, honey, iced tea. That's all it is. If, like I said, it's 1% true, 99% bullshit. That's like having a Bible, having a Quran, having a Talmud, a Torah, a Kabbalah, or, you know, having the holy books of India, and Kemet, and all these, the Pomerabaru. Actually, that's more truthful than anything else, to be honest with you. And the divine principles and all that good stuff. When you have that, and when you have, you know, all this going around, it's like, wait a minute, what am I really to believe? So I pretty much reject every single religion in the world, and I'm now with the true spirituality. Like I said, I talk about, well, I'm not a Christian because here's why I don't believe in Christianity. I don't believe that this all-powerful God that you believe in, the so-called powerful God that you believe in, has these many limitations, where you have to send its so-called son, the so-called son, to forgive everybody's sins, but yeah, you're the creator of the very sin that you can't forgive outright. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in Islam because, well, quite frankly, I don't believe in rules and regulations. I don't believe you have to pray 5 times and be steadfast and, you know, all this other tradition, religion, superstition, all this other bullshit. I don't believe in none of that. So, here I stand, though. Oh, and by the way, most of these religions should realize the very, especially Christianity, because that's why I'm used to, because in the United States, Christianity is like the top religion in the United States, though, you know what I'm saying? So, I say about, I'm only speaking about Christianity because that's what I grew up with, though. So, when it came to Christianity, I mean, I read the Bible backwards and forth since I was five, though. You know what I'm saying? I even read the Dead Sea Scrolls. I went and I read the missing books of the Bible. You was there. We did it together, though. You know what I'm saying? Every missing book of the Bible we found and we read it, we pieced it all together. The book of Joshua, the book of Enoch, the book of Siraj, the book of a book of Moses, the book of all the 12 disciples, the book of Adam and Eve. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it all pieced together.
Didymus.
Say what?
It was actually Didymus, not Thomas.
Yeah, Didymus. Yeah, the book of Didymus. Yeah, sure it was. And they even had a book of Judas and a book of Mary, Magdalene, and the damn mother.
Yeah, we were looking for what's her name? Ruth.
Yeah.
The real Ruth.
Oh, you talking?
The Ruth.
So what?
I said the book of Ruth and the book of Anna.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them. Oh, and the book of Deborah, too.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and the book. Oh, you know, Samson had his own book too.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Because I mean, all these things missing from the very Bible, but yet you now believe a King James Version. Like, for instance, right? When I was working at Needless Markup, I was talking to this one woman. She was a Seventh-day Adventist, Adventist, because that's some shit you have to invent. You know what I'm saying? That shit was invented back in the 1800s. Just like Jehovah's Witness and Mormonism and all this other bullshit. So, we were speaking one day, right? You know, I had my, I still got it, my spiritual warfare Bible. And I was reading it, though, you know what I'm saying? That's when, that's when it was like, you know, if you get Christian, we just believe Jesus and God and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
that was limited.
Yeah, for real. So, we was talking about that, and she's like, "What's that Bible?" I was like, "Oh, it's the New King James Version of spiritual warfare." She's like, "Well, it ain't the right Bible." I was like, "You mean this is a New King James? This is modern day though. It's not like, you know, this thou's and your bellies. I say to you, just the newer version, you know, the more updated version." He said, "Well, they ain't God's Bible." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "What's God's Bible?" She said, "King James Version." And I said, "Okay, let me ask you this though: if the King James Version is really God's, true word, then why is it called the King James Version? Key word, version, meaning there's another like it, or there's another like it came from the same source, but it's been changed around. That's what version means." It's just another version of the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't actually really change the value of the shit. That's the other way of looking at it.
Right. Another thing too, right? The value of the Bible actually went down, in my opinion. Because me personally, quite frankly, if you gonna stand on the strength of your religion, stand on that shit. For the dark and the light, though, you know what I'm saying? You can't say God's all forgiven, then turn around and not believe that God created good and evil. It says you're right in your motherfucking book. It says you're right in your Bible. Or, I'm sorry, that's the King James Version. That's the King James and the New King James Version. The English Standard Version is, I am God, your Lord. There's no one above me. I created everything. I basically created everything. I created light. I created darkness. I created peace. I created calamity. I created universe. I created peace and calamity. I created dark and I created light. Or in the Hebrew version, it says, I created adversity. I'm going to paraphrase. I created heaven and I created adversity. Adversity means the word Satan in Hebrew means adversity, adversary. You see what I'm saying? So in that way, he's letting you know this God is letting you know that, yeah, look, if you believe the pages on that Bible, just believe in all of it. Don't cherry pick to something that you have the kind of different kind of dissonance to say, well, I'm not going to read this. I'm just going to read what matches up. That's confirmation bias, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, confirmation bias said, well, I pray to God for some money. Then you turn to a verse, and the verse says, Malachi 3, who will steal from God, stored up in a... And then you say, well, that confirms that I'm going to get some money. Well, that confirms I need to save some money, right? You're looking for things to agree with just so you won't have to look for the things that's actually truthful about your religion to your face.
Right.
So with that, like I said, people get mad at me when I be talking about this shit, but quite frankly, I'm sorry. I can't... If you spell belief, it's B-E-L-I-E-F. You take the F and the B-E off, what do you get? You get L-I-E. So I got a question for you. How am I supposed to believe... How am I supposed to respect something that has the word lying? I'm just saying. How am I supposed to do that, though? How?
Television.
Say what?
Like television.
Television. It's actually television is telling us both sides of the same coin. So like that movie, like not that movie, but that TV show I used to watch called that TV show I used to watch before they, you know, ended was Lucifer, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you ever heard that saying? I mean, you heard the saying a lot of ill-minded people from the church be saying the devil is a lie. Mm-hmm. When they say the devil's a lie, I got one question for them. When the so-called devil lie? When did he lie? I like to know, when did he lie? When did he lie? He wasn't that lying spirit in Jeremiah. You know what I'm saying? When did he lie? In actuality, when he told Eve, and I'm speaking, I know it ain't real, but I'm speaking to it as it is real. You know what I'm saying? When he was speaking to Eve, Eve said, well, you know, God told us not to eat the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil. We would die. The so-called Satan was like, nah, that's not true. You won't die. You'll be like us, doing good and evil. Sure enough, that's what happened. So how's that a sin in itself? You want knowledge. Knowledge of good and evil. You want to know the evil shit you can't do versus the good shit you can do. You see what I'm saying? Why would you not want that information? But we come to find out that story's bullshit, because think about it. The so-called apple, right? Or pomegranate or whatever the fuck. The mother passes on to its son the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding. So when they say Eve sinned by eating the fruit from the tree of good and evil, that's basically demonizing her, demonizing women. Seriously, I can't believe women in church can read the exact same Bible and not see how misogynistic the shit is, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. There was...
I mean, a minister, they find out.
Right. And then check this out, though, right? Exactly, exactly. And then check this shit. How the hell are you gonna have somebody, another human being, if your God's all powerful, how the hell are you gonna have another human being tell you you can't speak for the same God they speak to? Or they speak about? How the hell another human being gonna tell you that? There's no human being on this fucking earth could tell me that if I was a Christian, right, there's no fucking human being on this earth could tell me I can't preach about my God. Because I don't have so-called education, I don't have the divinity. Motherfucker, I got more spirituality in my pinky than you got in your whole goddamn life. And all that shit you studied was for naught, because that shit ain't spirituality, that shit's just knowing, not knowledge. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference between knowing and having knowledge. Knowledge is when you can stand on your shit, you got proof, stand on your shit, and you know for a fact your shit's right, though. You know what I'm saying? Your shit's tight. Nobody can dispute it. But then you got knowing, meaning you're just knowing some shit that somebody taught you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And another thing.
Verbatim.
Say what?
So you're just saying something verbatim.
Exactly. You have no idea. And another thing, too, right? What really pissed me off about Christianity, or any religion for that matter, no one ever has a mind or their own. They say, well, I chose to be a Muslim, or I chose to be a Christian. That's fine. You could choose that. But just let you know, the universal truth, none of those ideas are yours. You just regurgitate what somebody else said. So none of those ideas are yours, so you can believe what you want to believe. Hey, if it helps you, it helps you. Cool. Glad.
No problem. Right.
But what helps you don't help everybody else. That's like me. Not washing my hair for days. Well, that's not bad. We don't have to wash our hair every day. Or better yet, that'd be like me being white and I don't wash my hair every day because I'm trying to emulate something that I'm not.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah, we could get away with not washing our hair for a whole month, maybe a month and a half. We find ways to clean it without actually having to wash it. You know what I'm saying? We, as people, could do that. And that what's that called? Cerebrium? That oil that gets on their hair they had to wash out, that actually helps us. Or yeah. Whatever it's called. So that'd be more fucked up than me if I was a white person not washing my hair because I seen these people do it and say, well, their hair look fine. So I'm not gonna wash my hair. I'm not washing my hair for the whole month. But then you forget that you have certain limitations that you cannot listen to other people that's outside of you for those ideas, because your hair and your physiology is not the same as mine. So basically, you want to emulate something that you're not really. You don't have no ideas of your own. You just emulate somebody else. So that's the problem I have with organized religion, period, is because none of them have a mind on their own. They only listen to the so-called person on the pulpit or the guru or the Dalai Lama or all these other people, though, right? But you're just going off something somebody else said, though. Let's be real. That'd be like me if I was still in that mindset, well, I'm not gonna smoke weed because, you know, I heard that it's illegal and I heard it's dangerous for you, or I heard that, you know, it's a gateway drug and it can lead to other things. And you see all these commercials talking about this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that, that's just propaganda, big motherfuckers. And it's basically about control, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. About control. You know what I mean? Because even the Ten Commandments is about control. The first four, the first four of them is so self-absorbed and narcissistic. It's unbelievable.
Right.
I am the Lord your God. There's no other gods before me. Do not pray to other gods before me. Do not take my name in vain. And some other bullshit. Or I say the first three. The first three is narcissistic and self-absorbed and shit like that, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, quite frankly, I always thought God was schizophrenic because, especially listening to these goddamn people, be like, wait a minute. How is God up there and God down here at the same time? Well, you know that whole ice and water analogy?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see, when people try to do that analogy with me, I love to see their face when I just kill their whole logic. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I just love that look on their face. It's like that defeated look. I'd rather punch you with a cross look on their face, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, me knowing so much about what they do in that fucking religion is actually pretty funny, though. You know what I'm saying? Especially the fundamentalist Christians. They some funny motherfuckers. I'm just be real. You know what I'm saying? But these are funny motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wait a minute.
Utilize their beliefs as something to debate about is automatically one of
the ones. Exactly. That's some funny shit, though. I love doing that shit, though. Especially that look on their face is all defeated and I'm going to punch you and unhinge your jaw look type shit, though. You know what I'm saying? So When I actually debated with this one woman while I was on that Needless Market, and then I killed her with this. I was like, let me ask you this though, right? In the Bible, Jesus said that I did not come here to destroy the law and the prophets, I came to fulfill, right? So let me ask you this. Ezekiel's one of those prophets, right? She was like, yeah. So you said Ezekiel's one of those prophets that was sent by God to give us this knowledge, right? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, let me ask you this though. Did you know in Ezekiel 18:20, it said that the father's not responsible for the sins of the son, responsible for the sins of the father, the wicked. He shall on God in their iniquity, the wicked of the wicked shall go sleep, and I guess no one's responsible, right? So let me ask you this. So basically it's saying that nobody can save you from your own sin except yourself. So basically that actually cancels out Jesus.
Totally.
Because
he came here to do nothing.
Exactly. So how the fuck you gonna come all the way down here from the so-called kingdom of heaven, come down here and not do a goddamn thing?
Now, what I do think this story has to do with was it symbolizes the cataclysmic destruction of this earth. It was a monument.
Right.
His death was a monument of a major change that happened. They set this world in a position reset.
Right. Well, then we had many resets after that. So if everything they say is true, that this man died for all sins, and we no longer have to kill doves and all this other bullshit, this man really did do that. Why the hell are we asking for forgiveness if that motherfucker paid for it already?
Well, my thing was this. I mean, you just touched on it. Why the fuck we had to kill nature in order to praise God? Well, then, doesn't that make you even more of a sadistic-ass narcissist?
Right! Exactly. Think about it. You remember that song I used to listen to that, I forget who sung, I think it was Lecrae or somebody sung, I don't know. This is like, you know, how they like did a straw man type, how they would talk to atheists and stuff like that. And one part of the song was like, explain Yanni. I can explain that shit in 90 seconds, bro. Yanni is basically an involuntary muscle spasm that signals to the brain as fatigue, tiredness, or boredom. That's it. That is all. And I did that less than 30 seconds.
Hey, you know what that sounded like? Right before he made that sound, he was having a conversation with somebody who was somewhat an intellectual. Told him something that lit his fire and brought him interest. Yeah, he turned around and decided to add it to
the song. That's best. Man, look, I wish I could debate with every last one of them because I will bury the hell out. Now, by the way, you're a camera. You keep going in and out the camera. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you keep going in and out the camera. Stop that. Oh my God, damn. But anyways, as I was saying, right? So, like I said, I debated with, you know, Christians, you know, all Muslims and all this stuff, right? But then I hit him with these questions, though, you know what I'm saying? See, the best way to really get them in a debate, you start asking questions that they can't answer. Like, for instance, so you mean to tell me this devil is the worst motherfucker on this goddamn universe, right? Let me ask you this. How many people did he kill without his so-called father's permission? How many? How many people did he kill without his so-called father's permission? I'll tell you how many. Zero. He never killed anybody without his father's permission. But he's in hell, right? Wait a minute, I got a question though. How you in hell, but you keep going to heaven and getting your father's permission to do shit? Dude, let me tell you. And then another thing too, right? A lot of people like, well, he was so evil, he turned against God, and that's why God killed him and third his followers. No, no, no. If you really think about the family dynamic of the spiritual realm, you call God, the so-called God, the Father, right? Okay? So if you call God the Father, then this Father must have children before he created you, though. Okay? So these angels, or whatever, these angels, spirits, whatever, are direct descendants, not stepfather, not grandfather, not, you know, uncle, none of this. These angels are direct descendants. These angels and demons, mind you, so-called demons, are direct descendants of this very God you believe in, right? Direct descendants. So you mean to tell me this motherfucker was an angel that he turned into the devil that quick? You mean to tell me this motherfucker walking, running around with red wings and horns? And how the fuck you look different than what you are, though? Let me tell you something. We grow up, but we still keep our looks, though. okay, for me, I grew a beard, I grew my hair out, you know what I'm saying? Lost a little weight. But I still look the same as I did when I was a little kid, but I just grew up. The only thing that really changed my hair, my beard, and my weight. My nose didn't change, my eyes didn't change, but just got, you know, more defined, but, you know what I'm saying?
Huh? And your body caught up with your head?
Shut up. Anyways, so I mean, my body changed, my body grew bigger, my head grew smaller. Well, not really, but you get the gist of it. But I'm just saying, though, we don't lose our looks in our body. We just grow up. We just grow up. And shit gets bigger, shit gets smaller. Some things, you know, happen. Some things don't. Some things you can do that you used to do as a child, but you can't do them as a child because your bones are now fused together to a point where you can't even stand on your damn head for less than 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I used to sleep on top of my head as a little kid, though, because I had that flexibility. I can't do that anymore, though, you know what I'm saying? If I did, I'll probably go through the goddamn wall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to do it, too. I used to sleep outside now.
Mm-hmm. And so, I can't do the same. I can't wear the same thing as I did when I was a little.
About yourself?
Say what?
I said, wouldn't that tell you something about yourself? Like, how many movies have we seen where kids actually like to sleep upside down or be upside down all the time?
Huh.
And how often did we actually see movies about people like us?
Now that I think about it, yeah, you're right. Why is that? Why do little kids like to sleep upside down?
Think about it. In Egypt, the Nile River, right, runs south to north. It doesn't run north to south, right?
Right.
All right. Egypt, when a pyramid was created, it was actually created upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a diamond.
So it was created upside down simply because of the fact that the way we see things is upside down. The world is actually upside down. Right? So think about it. As a kid, it's quite highly possible that we were very connected. Our higher self, we just disoriented by the change.
We were connected to our higher self because we was at our purest form. It wasn't until these fucking people corrupted us.
Yeah, but now, happened to all children.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of kids don't. I used to think that kids were born into the earth. You know, they call them sweet and innocent because they were actually born of their higher selves. But the thing about it is, a lot of spirits on the earth are not impressive spirits. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that to just cause any division, because black, white, red, it don't matter to me. Everybody is still the same. We all come from the same.
Right.
So I'm not looking at it from that standpoint, but what I'm talking about is there are certain spirits that are here on the earth and they're just here to be population.
Right.
There are certain spirits that are here on a course to be able to make minor changes. Right. There are some here on this earth in order to experience great things because they are on their next step, any closer to being a god themselves.
Right. But yet, now we got people saying, well, you're not a god. There's only one god. You're not a god. I am what I say I am. Who are you to tell me what I'm not?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's another thing, too. That's one thing I really get pissed off about. I say Christianity because that's what I grew up with. Another thing I get real pissed off about is you telling me what I am. Say you telling you what you are. How you going to tell me what I am? How you going to tell me I'm a heathen? How you going to tell me I'm an atheist? How you going to tell me all this bullshit that you're telling me, but yet you don't even know yourself? You say you know me. No, you don't know me. You don't even know yourself. How the fuck you don't know me? How the fuck you don't know me, but you don't know you about you? You see what I'm saying? And that goes with anybody, though. You know, it's not just religion, but that goes with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Especially in religion, but people in religion, especially does it like, if I say I'm a god, that's what the fuck it is. I'm a god. Well, can you do what God do? Well, can't God do what he do? You know what I'm saying? What you mean? When's the last time you seen your God peek through the, come from the universe, peek through the clouds and say, hey, yeah, by the way, I exist. Stay up. Here's what I'm saying? And how many times have you heard God in a voice that's not sound like your own? You see what I'm saying? So, and I ask people when they pray to God, when they pray to so-called God, right? I was like, let me ask you this. Do you hear somebody else's voice or do you hear an imitation of somebody else's voice, which is actually your own? Think about that. Everybody gets in the trap of praying to some kind of God, right? Or goddesses, you know, to whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody gets into this trap, but yet you say, well, my God answered me. My God said this, that, and the other. Or my God said this, now, the other. Well, so let me ask you this, though. Do you not realize that the very voice you hear your God or gods or whatever is actually reflective of your own? You're just disguised. Like, for real. Like, for instance, you remember that dude from... What are you doing?
Listening to you.
Huh? I said, think about it though, right? Like, what's that dude's name from... Oh, yeah, Michael Winslow, right? Now, Mike Winslow was a voice kind of guy. He could impersonate any voice. He impersonate any sound and stuff like that. But let me tell you something, though. Even though he could impersonate those sounds, the voices, and everything like that, all those voices that you hear are not different voices. They're just disguised to make you think there are different voices, but they're actually the same voice from the same source. Mm-hmm. So how you gonna tell me that your God talks to you, but the voice you hear is just an imitation of your own? You don't hear anybody else's voice. You just hear an imitation of your own voice. Say what?
All the more reason why you're supposed to get by yourself to know yourself.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, you can't love anybody unless you love yourself. You can't know anybody unless you know you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? So I'm like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you pray to these gods, you pray to these goddesses, whatever, though, right? And if you call yourself a god or a goddess, that's what it is, though. No other human being, no matter how so-called holy they may be, no matter how much in their church they may be, no matter how much in their religion they may be, or how much spiritual they say they may be, but it all boils down to how the hell you can't tell me, you can't tell you, you can't tell anybody else about themselves without knowing who the hell you are. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how you gonna say, like, this one girl, right? Like, this one girl, right? I was speaking to one time, trying to, you know, get to know her. She tells me, and then my stupid ass asked that question. And I don't even ask this question anymore, but my stupid ass asked this question. So, what kind of man are you looking for? She's like, well, I need a man to go to church with me every Sunday. Strike one. I need a man who believe in Jesus. Well, at the time I did, but I wasn't into Christianity. I believe a man should have a Christian relationship. I was like, ugh. Two out of those three is not going to happen. Sorry. Two out of those three is not going to happen. I said, like, but let me ask you this, though. And then I'm analytical by nature. But I was thinking logical. So I don't see logical too, though, you know what I mean? So I asked her this. And here's a question that, you know, I think most guys haven't asked this, right? I was like, let me ask you this. Have you ever met anybody who matched your criteria as being a Christian, going to church, been a Bible reading Christian, whatever? Did anybody ever match your criteria? And if so, how come you're single right now? Just like, if anybody tells you something about the Bible, and it's for a fact because it's right there in black and white, but yeah, you still don't believe it because you're not going to read it, even though it's there in black and white, I can show you the passage, I can show you the chapter, I can show you the verse, everything. Yeah, I even memorized most of them. And that's another thing too. People say, well, you don't supposed to memorize the Bible. Why not? Memorization is inevitable when you read something. You can't forget about it. You see what I'm saying?
But you know what? It's one thing that you must understand, right? That when it comes down to specifically Christian, is the fact that each and every individual church has a different way of teaching, a different teaching. They all teach on different things, and they all give their own opinion about what the interpretation of the Bible actually is. So when someone goes out there and questions what you say and what you believe when you read it, it's because you've done something other than what they've done, and it means that you sat there with the Bible for yourself.
Exactly.
That's the struggle. And when you start to look at it, and real Christians, they carry their Bible around every day, and they pretend like they really read the Bible, but they really only go back over the lessons that their pastor said the day before. You get what I'm saying? So because of that factor, they don't seem to understand the very things that we're telling them because they've never read it before.
Exactly.
And a preacher is only going to allow the people to interpret it when it keeps them as sheep.
And then also, when you speak to a preacher, and you let them know, like, look, I don't believe interpretation because it says right here in black and white that your God created evil, good and evil. It says right here in Psalms 49:7 says no other man can take the ransom for you, meaning no other man can die for you. It says it right here in black and white. So you won't tell me that's, you want to interpret it a different way? Well, you see, what God was saying, when another man can't take your sins from you, that only means that God can only take your sins from you. You see what I'm saying? And the Son, Jesus Christ, came down here and forgave us and, you know, got sacrificed for all our sins. Like, let me ask you this, though. If you mean to tell me your God is different then than he is now, because obviously your God is, because of the fact of the matter is, you mean to tell me the most powerful moment in the universe that created everything, according to you, according to your belief system, according to your mythology, created everything. Well, Odin created the whole world on the, on the back of giants, though, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Zeus created the world. No, actually it was Uranus created the world, not Zeus's grandpappy. Then there was that's Zeus's pappy, you know what I'm saying? He created the world just by snapping his damn fingers. And then Zeus ruled the world with his thunderbolts. You see what I'm saying? So you need to tell me the most powerful motherfucker on the earth, in the universe, can't forgive a sin. By the way, remember, if you created good, you also created evil as well. So that, and that, by the way, that's what demons are. They're just oppositions of the same damn angel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, dude, this shit's not hard to figure out. Hell, the answers of that Bible is in your back of the book. It tells you exactly where to go. It tells you exactly what passage that homes the point in that, quite frankly, Jesus was really irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Even, and then, if people don't actually know how to, people read it, but they only read, like you say, you only read what the pastor tells you to read, like, read Malachi 3:8, read the 23rd Psalm, read Exodus 20 verse 1 to 20 or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Or read Genesis, the part where it says a man shall leave his mother and father, cling unto his wife, the two shall become one. Read that passage. Read the passage where, you know, God created you. Read the passage, John 3:16. Read the passage of this, that, the other. But yet, you're just skipping. You're not reading the whole goddamn thing yourself.
Yeah, you are skipping. You're missing a whole lot of what the actual story is. Because each story is basically, it was placed before you to show you a picture book of someone else's experiences. Only for you to understand that, you know, when you try to put your experiences against someone else's, there's no point of doing so simply because of the fact that your experiences were your lessons and why they had a different lesson. You know, but people don't see that, and they don't understand that it's just a collection of stories. That's all it is.
Collection of stories. Well, right. The Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Talmud, the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
You know, all these other things, right? There's basically different collection stories and philosophies. that's a whole infinite thing. It's like, well, my philosophy is better than your philosophy. Even though I was telling Juan about this too, like, you know, Christianity think they got direct access to the source, right? Okay, cool, that's fine. So you go up in the universe, and you say, well, I'm gonna find the source of God, right? And then I'm gonna find the source of God. And then you say, well, I'm gonna search for the source. And then you see a light on a wall. And you say, yes, I found the source of everything that is created. That means I have all the knowledge. But yet, you fail to see one thing, though. There's another light behind that light. It is bigger than the light that you see before. You say, wait a minute, I thought this was the source. I say, well, that got to be the source because the light's bigger. You go find a source. Oh, there's another light on the wall. You say, yes, I have the source now. I got all the knowledge of the universe. I'm better than everybody. But just now figure out that there's another light right there, and another one, and another one. You thinking one light's bigger than the other, that means it's what you call a Mandela effect, what you call an optical illusion. That's like two intersecting lines, right? You draw the arrows this way, then you draw the arrows outward. But guess what? Those lines are still the same size. It's just one just looks bigger than the other.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So finding the source is an infinite thing. You will never find the source because there is no one source, though. You see what I'm saying? There is no one God or God or whatever the hell. Each divine principle, or, you know, each what you call universe has a runner into it, though. It's infinite, though. You can't say, well, Yahweh is the one true God. And you say, no. Vishnu is the one true God. You say, no. Jesus is the only true God. You say, no. Moses is the only prophet. You say, no. Okay, we pray to Mother Mary. Okay, well, that's actually pretty feasible, but no. Okay? No. You cannot sit there and say, well, my religion is the right religion, where there's so many sources behind each belief, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You've been thinking, my source is bigger than yours. Actually, it's all the same size. It just looks big because the so-called light that the so-called mechanism that the light's coming from, if you line them up just right, you'll see they're all the same size. And there's not one different than the other. It's just a different way of looking at the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, though, I mean, a lot of people get mad at me about this podcast, but like I said, who cares? You know what I'm saying? This is something that needs to be talked. This is something that needs to be talked about. Everybody got a taboo. Well, I don't want to talk about religion because that's a show I don't want to go into. I don't want to fit nobody's religion, man. You know, nah, fuck that. Religion doesn't do shit. It doesn't help you. It may help you grow in a sense of this is what you choose. So this is the philosophy you choose to follow away your life. But that's the philosophy you chose, not everybody else. That's like people preaching Christianity to me would be like trying to, it's a circle hole, right? Now I gotta fit a square in the circle hole. It's not gonna go. You see what I'm saying? It's not gonna go. So basically, you try to get my apple tree to grow oranges. And just because it's a fruit tree, doesn't mean it's gonna grow oranges. It's an apple tree. It was built like that for a specific reason, to grow apples. That's never gonna change. So you can't tell me, my tree grows oranges, so my tree's better than yours. No, you're just a fruit. Just like I am, you're just a fruit. You're just a different kind of fruit, but you're a fruit nevertheless. You see what I'm saying? Well, I'm an avocado branch, and I'm avocado branch. Well, guess what? You're still fruit too. Well, I'm a tomato. You're fruit too. Which, you want to put a tomato in a fruit salad, fruit smoothie, but just saying. But it's like, you fruit too. Wow, I'm a watermelon. You're fruit too. Well, I'm a pumpkin patch. Guess what? Pumpkins are fruit too. So either way you look at it, it's all fruit. There's nothing different about it. It's just different ways of being the same shit. Just different purposes, though. You know what I'm saying? But yet, an apple tree would never become an orange tree. An orange tree would never become a watermelon patch. A watermelon patch would never become an avocado branch. An avocado branch would never become pumpkins. You know what I'm saying? But it's all the same shit. Just different ways of doing it. So I'm like I said though, you trying to make me into an orange tree, I grow apples. So how dare you tell me that even though Christianity is on whatever helped you out, does not mean it's going to help me out or anybody else. So you got to pick and choose your people wisely, you know, and then when you want people to come on your side. But I say this, look within yourself. And figure out what's on your mind, what's in your heart, what is it that you want, what path are you walking? Are you walking a path that somebody else built for you? Or are you walking a path that's forged by you? Point blank. I even talked about this in my book though, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a path to walk. Yeah, you may see road signs, yeah, you may see people in your way, but guess what? Everybody has a different path to walk, and everybody has to walk it alone. You see what I'm saying? So, that being said, it's like, dude, what's good for you is not good for me. What's good for me is not good for you. That's like me telling somebody that doesn't smoke weed, that doesn't do any kind of, you know, recreational activities or anything like that. That's like me saying, hey, man. Hey, you should smoke this blunt, man. This blunt's good. See, it helps me out. It gets me high. It's working my diabetes, this, that, and the other. But yet, basically, now you're forcing your will on somebody and trying to change the narrative to fit your own. Huh. I can't see you. What are you doing? Stop that. I can't see you. You're blended in. Nah, I'm just saying though, like, I'm just saying, like, dude, whatever helps you out does not help everybody else out. So pick and choose your people wisely. Because quite frankly, people get real pissed off if you try to tell them something they do not want to hear about. Like, who cares? As far as offending people in their religion, who cares about that? Your religion doesn't help. Your belief in your religion does not help me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Does not help anybody else but you. And the only people that's benefit from your religion, the strength of your religion, is the people that you share a building with or share a belief system with. That's the only people that's benefit. Other than that, it doesn't benefit anybody outside that circle. So...
But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it was just a trend or something that was created that continued on. And now people, this is how we end up with traditions. It's some kind of damn trend that somebody started at one point in time. A bunch of people jumped on the bandwagon, now everybody doing it forever.
And people who don't jump on the bandwagon, they're ostracized, they're ridiculed, they're scorned. You know how many times I've been called an atheist by the way I speak? Seriously. You know how many times people are like, well, you know, as an atheist, I don't think you should. Who said I was an atheist? I never said I was an atheist. Said that. I never said it. And I only allow labels that I put on myself. I don't allow outside labels for me. So you call me atheist is irrelevant to me. You know what I'm saying? You call me a non-believer. You call me either, whatever. All that shit is irrelevant to me because, number one, I don't share in your ideology. That's number one. Two, I grew up. You see what I'm saying? Hell, even your very Bible says, when I spoke as a child, I did things as a child, I acted as a child. But then when I grew up, I put away childish things. Religion is really a childish thing because the fact of the matter is that's like, and to be honest with you, I say if people going through a spiritual, people looking for their spiritual path, I say start with religion, because that'd be the most basic thing you could do right there. It's basic. All religions are basic. You know what I'm saying? There's no enlightenment in religion. There's no anything like that. All that shit's basic. Especially Christianity. Like, well, you believe in Jesus, you believe in God, you believe in Jesus, died for your sins, you do a couple prayers and do a couple words, and voila, you're home free. That's some basic shit, though, man. I need more. I need more. Feed me more.
You need substance. I get it.
You see what I'm saying? That's like me. Right now, I'm on this water fast, right? I haven't ate anything in almost 5 days. Actually, it's been 5 days, to be honest with you. Because I started on the first, though. I haven't ate anything in 5 days. That'd be like me after 30 days having a big ass plate of food. That's not going to benefit me. You know, gradually put myself back on food. That's not going to benefit me at all. But if, I mean, you know, so if I eat the same thing over and over, that's not going to benefit me. It's going to benefit me when I enlighten my taste buds and get something different. And then that'll help me out, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what religion is. It's just basically a basic start. You see what I'm saying? But don't let yourself be caught up in that bullshit, because they'll give you all these, especially your fellow religiosity members, they'll give you this rose color view of, you know, say you're doing the right thing, you're praying, you're fasting, and God is blessing you. Last time I checked, I started this business. Last time I checked, I did everything. Last time I checked, not one time a God or an angel came down here, snapped his fingers, and all of a sudden I was financially secure. I did that. Not by myself. I had help. But all in all, it's still on me, though. Because I started it. I worked on it. I finished it. Just like a road sign's not going to drive you. Let's say you're going to Houston, right? A road sign's not going to drive to Houston for you. It just tells you the direction where Houston is at, so you know how far you got to go. So, therefore, people helped me out, gave me some lessons, stuff like that. But I had to walk this path alone, though. You know what I'm saying? So with that, people give you this rose-colored view, but in actuality, it all boils down to it, and when you do something that you don't like, they'll turn their backs on you, just like a certain person they used to hang with, that her church turned her back on her, but she ran back to her church instead of looking within herself. I mean, it is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's your belief system. And you got to abide by the rules and regulations of that belief system. But you also got to understand it. That's why it's called a belief system, not knowledge. It's a belief system. It's basically upon an opinion on what you think your life path should be going. That's all it is, though. The Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Talmud, all these other holy books, all this religion, paraphernalia. I say paraphernalia, but that's what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? All these religious doctrines don't mean shit after you take your last breath. What heaven you gonna go to? You just heard about this heaven that, you know, all the angels are singing and bowing down to this narcissistic God that you're praying to. Like, I need attention. I need an eternal ass kiss. I want to be all about me. And no, I tower over you. But then again, if you're emulating your father, that's exactly what y'all do. That's what some of them do, though. You know what I'm saying? Okay, can you stop doing that? I can't see you. So anyways, that's what I'm saying, right? That's all it is. It's just like, dude, y'all can't do anything without somebody else's permission, though. Being a religion is a lot like being at a job. Only difference is you don't get paid for it. They expect money out of you, but they'll never give money to you. Remember Calvary?
Oh, the tragedies of the past. No, I try not to remember or even really think about things like that. Because when it comes down to us spending our time factoring in why other people think the way they think and why they do what they do, we tend to forget to do what the most important thing is about being here is. And that's living in the moment, letting things what comes then come.
Right. For whatever fall to the floor is his, though.
Yeah, but the majority of us are not doing that. We're busy trying to pull and plow straight head forward into some kind of freaking dream that was laid in front of us, like the fascist things that we call our government.
Exactly. Another thing, government, right? Another thing about the government. Yeah, me too. Alright, I got you. Yeah, me too. But anyway, especially after my drops in my water. I did drops in the water, though. I need to sleep tonight because I haven't got much sleep in the weekend. For some reason, on the weekend, I wake up early even though I don't have to work. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If
we keep sucking on that red pill,
Exactly. But you know, I've been so far in a rabbit hole, I can't get out. After you know, and another thing too, right? After you know some truth, you know, cold hard facts about things, how things really started, you tend to look at people differently in religions, though. You know what I'm saying? There are people who are very genuine. I'll give them this. There are people that are very genuine about their belief and try to elevate themselves in the spiritual realm. I do get that, though, you know what I'm saying? But then they have to come to the universal truth about that. There is no enlightenment in basic shit. That's like a calculus professor going to learn remedial third grade math. What's 3 plus 3? Same as 3 times 2. You see what I'm saying? What's 9 plus 9? The same thing as 9 times 2. I mean, think about it though, right? Why would a calculus professor? What are you doing? Why is a calculus professor going to learn some shit that they already know? Why? You can't. Once you advance your knowledge and wisdom and understanding, you can't go back to basic. Alright, so what do you want to say before we wrap this up?
Let me say, what I want to say is, whether you're in a religion or you're not, if you are not allowing yourself the opportunity to enjoy yourself, listen to yourself, or be by yourself, then you're doing yourself a major disservice. And as long as you're doing yourself a major disservice, no matter what you believe in, that's, you're not going to heal.
Exactly.
Simply because if you do not deal with yourself, healing cannot happen. Because it takes yourself to heal yourself.
Exactly. Say that again. I was scrubbing my turtle. Can you repeat that again?
That it takes yourself to heal yourself.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time? I have to hear you my good ear.
Takes yourself to heal yourself.
I thought I heard you correctly. God damn it, that's so goddamn true. For real, because some friend of mine is, how you gonna, like I said, what I said earlier, how you gonna tell me about me, but you can't tell you about you?
Right.
You haven't healed for none of your damn traumas. You just got some. I mean, here's the thing though. It's all when people get into religious, it's always when they hit rock bottom. It's always when that chink in their armor is exposed. You see what I'm saying? It's always that case. It's most of the time that case where you feel like, well, you're nobody, you're nothing, this, that, the other. People made you think, well, I'm gonna get into something that, you know, I can elevate myself in to make myself feel better, but not heal. All this shaking around and hoopla and convulsing and all these other things. all these other things. But yet, you have not healed not one trauma. That's why your relationship suck. That's why you can't. I was saying this to myself one time too. You know what I'm saying? And I say, sometimes I say it to myself, you know, recently. You can't formulate good relationships with anybody. You can't formulate a good relationship with a mate. You don't know how to have a mate. You don't know what to do with a mate. You don't know what to do with your life. But yet at the same time, you go in this church, you act like everything's okay, everything's all right, but you're still not healing yourself. That so-called void that you feel in your heart, religion ain't gonna solve that. Believing in God ain't gonna solve that. Only you can solve that one. That maybe that's why, you know, Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear commercials. Think about it. What Smokey the Bear say? Only you can prevent forest fires.
Mm-hmm.
Only you now. Not the church. Not church down at 35th Street. Not the mosque down in 15th and Lexington. You know what I'm saying? Not the mothers. Only you can prevent forest fires. And I use the terminology forest fire as in only you can heal that void in your heart that you've been longing and searching for. That void is you. So it shall be closed by you.
Right. So that's why people are constantly wrapped so much into their yang energy that they don't recognize that they're not really utilizing their yang. They're just following the path.
A path of plenty of resistance. Without clearing the boulders on the way. Nah, that's not cool at all. All right, people, we're going to wrap this up. And I thank Amahazi Tone Deaf for joining me again. Hope you join me next week. And we'll talk about, you know, all kinds of cool shit. And we're high as hell, so, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. But anyways, so I tell my people with this podcast, please subscribe to the Trevor Bean Cannon Writer for articles, products, and writing services and entertainment purposes as well. This video does go out to the founder of B. Castillo and First Lady of the West Coast, Sam, for the plenty of treats that she gave me. You know, said being the first black woman to have her own cannabis line, I can't wait to try some more of those flavors. All right, what you want to say?
I want to say, man, when I tell you to stay up, I mean stay up. Stay in that higher central mind state. Because as long as you drop down into that lower mind state, you are automatically a puppet to be played with. Stay up, central mind state. Stay up, puppet. Stay up.
Let me try the soup. I want to try the soup. Let me try the soup. Okay, I try the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha! Type shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, that's the end of this podcast. And, you know, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll be having these podcast episodes every week. Also, those on Anchor can listen to my podcast across the seas, across the nation, everything else. And hopefully I get some sponsors and finally get paid for this. You know, say you gotta warn a brother. Get it? Warn a brother. Click and subscribe. Give me the like button. Shoot it. You know what I'm saying? For real. I want to get up there like, you know, 1,000 subscribers. Well, my peoples, we'll see you later.